A few weeks back, the emotional power of some of our one-on-one race conversations that we've been having periodically motivated listener Allison Fornes to write to us, wanting to share a conversation she's always wanted to have with her mother, Julia. Julia never really told the story of her upbringing as a young Puerto Rican woman to her daughter, Allison. In 1956, at just 6 years old, Julia was sent from Puerto Rico to an orphanage in Connecticut. Because of racial tensions in the area in 1956, Julia was discouraged from carrying on her traditions to be a more desirable adoptee for a family. She spent much of her life trying to pass as anything but Puerto Rican. Allison knew her mother's struggles with acceptance in America were very different from her own. When she listened to some of our race discussions on The Takeaway, she started to wonder if it would be liberating for her mom to open up about what she went through as a young girl. And as you'll hear, it was more than just liberating. It was a takeaway gift from daughter to mother.
I think that started when I first came from Puerto Rico and being a ward of the state for all my life. I used to want to have a nice family to be a part of growing up, but it didn't happen. And I was told the reason for that from the social workers in the state of Connecticut. They said that it was because I was Puerto Rican. Families only wanted white, you know, Caucasian American children. From that point on, my friends, my Puerto Rican friends and myself, we all decided being Puerto Rican was not a very good identity to go with. So we all tried to fit in otherwise by saying that we're either Italian, anything other than Puerto Rican. At the time, the racism was really pretty bad. And right up to when I went back to school in college, I still had the same problems saying that I was Puerto Rican. Also, when I got married, my husband said, you know, don't tell anybody you're Puerto Rican. So I kept it under wraps.
Yeah.
It was obviously never a secret to me. That's why I think it came as such a surprise when I realized that. And I think at the time, I wondered, were you trying to be white?
I wasn't, actually. Just anything other than being Puerto Rican. I don't think I would say I'm trying to be white. No, I don't think that ever. I just didn't want anyone to know I was Puerto Rican, that's all. For instance, when I was living in Queens, I went to look at an apartment, and the family went on and counted off all the different ethnic groups that they didn't want to rent to. But because I looked like them, they rented to me. Mm-hmm. I did not say, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, because I knew that I was I would not be able to rent their apartment.
Having my own children, you being a grandparent now, I think about what it was like for you to be a little girl, to sort of come up with all of these projections, the contrast between what your life was like when you were just a little girl born and raised in Puerto Rico for the short time that you were there, and then coming over here as a young girl. And so I think I'm curious about what was it like for you trying to find your true self when you had all these projections about coming at you about what you were because you were Puerto Rican?
At first, I was extremely happy. I remember, you know, going into the orphanage and just all smiles. And, you know, I only spoke Spanish. And I made friends with a couple of other Puerto Rican girls that had also just come from Puerto Rico. And I remember how I was able to speak Spanish to them, and I was really happy. But then that was short-lived because the nuns said, no, you're not allowed to speak your native language. You cannot do that. So every time we would, you know, we would be in a little group talking in our own native language, and if we got caught, we'd be severely, you know, really punished by smacking our hand with a paddle if we were caught talking Spanish. So at first, I had no problem. I mean, I just loved who I was. And then after, you know, all the signs, there used to be signs that was in Hartford, and it was something about speaking English only, you know, and I remember people, you know, yelling to go back to Puerto Rico, because there was a lot of us coming to the mainland at that time. So, you know, being teased and, it was just a pretty nasty time as a child. So I learned by that experience, it wasn't a good thing to be Puerto Rican at that time anyway. The more I dealt with that kind of racism, the more I felt, yeah, my identity of self, my self-identity was just destroyed. I didn't feel very good about myself, and that lasted forever. Mm. Actually, this is kind of funny, because it wasn't until Jennifer Lopez, when she became so popular, that's when I realized, hey, I'm Puerto Rican too. This is a good thing, you know, and I was able to come out and say who I am. I am from the Caribbean. I am Puerto Rican. I am who I am, you know. Mm. Now I am very proud of who I am, but it took me a long, long time. Allison, you went back a couple of times. You went back with your husband and your and Radcliffe.
And I think each time, part of what I'm doing is sort of warming up to the place and finding the ways in which, you know, I can make it my own as well. I was with some college friends, and we went to Maricao, which is the village in which you were born and raised. And I was shocked to discover, like, there was this park or some kind of park-like thing, and had this structure that said, that had the Fornes name on it. And even there was a coffee harvest festival, and it was beautiful. There was great music and dancing and really thick black coffee being served. And at some point in the middle of there was an announcement calling for, in Spanish, calling for somebody with a Fornes last name. And I honestly, there was something, it was actually almost too much for me. My friends tried to encourage me, and at the time I felt, you know, it was kind of a missed opportunity that I regret a little bit. But I could feel both the sort of this intensity of what it meant to be in this place that was home, an ancestral home, and also feel like, oh, I'm not sure that I could be welcome or connected. Like, how do I reach into that space? Yeah. I don't think I've said that before.
I still haven't gone back yet. But then I have been able to get in touch with my family, my biological family in Puerto Rico. Everybody's in Puerto Rico except for my cousin. And it feels so good to know that, you know, my cousins, they accept me quite warmly, you know, as if I'd never left the family. And it really makes me feel so good. And because of that, I really embrace my nationality.
That was Allison Fornes, an education consultant based in Salem, Massachusetts. She talked with her mother, Julia Fornes. If you want to take part in our Uncomfortable Truth series, head to thetakeaway.org/truths. Tell us who you'd like to have a conversation about race with. It could be a family member, a friend, or a coworker. Anyone.